Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your closing bell brief for Thursday, May 5th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Wednesday's market euphoria was wiped out today as stocks took a sharp U-turn. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 1,063 points, or 3.1%, to close at about 32,998. The S&P 500 was down 153 points, or 3.6%, and the NASDAQ finished down 647 points, or about 5%. For all three indexes, it was the worst market day since 2020. Many investors are questioning how high the Federal Reserve might raise interest rates over the next 2 years amid soaring inflation, and how that might ripple across the economy and corporate profits. Here's WSJ Markets reporter Akani Otani.
The fact that the Fed is about to embark on its sort of most dramatic set of policy changes in a number of years, the fact that the economy is still in a vulnerable place, we're facing inflation that's running at a four-decade high, and a Fed that's determined to stop it, but may slow down the economy as a result. And that's adding a lot of anxiety to investors.
Losses were broad-based. Bank stocks, a key indicator of economic expectations, dropped 2.7%, according to the KBW NASDAQ Index of Large Commercial Lenders, and the Russell 2000 Index of smaller U.S. companies fell 4.6%. In the bond market, the yield on the benchmark 10-year Treasury note rose to 3.066%. Bond prices fall when yields rise. Amid tech stocks, Tesla dropped 8.3% and Amazon fell 7.6%. Elsewhere, Etsy tumbled nearly 17% after the online marketplace released earnings guidance below expectations. eBay lost almost 12% after cutting its guidance because of impacts from the war in Ukraine. And shares of Wayfair lost nearly 26% after the online home goods retailer posted a bigger-than-expected quarterly loss. Meanwhile, Bitcoin fell below $37,000 and is now down roughly 47% from its November high. Investors have been unwinding their most speculative bets as the Federal Reserve raises interest rates. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.